Just to start off, could you explain to me a little bit about the problem at hand with the bridge?
So New Jersey Department of Transportation has been doing construction work on this bridge now for since last year, and they had it closed down to two lanes for regular traffic to go through. Sometime on Monday, we received a news release from New Jersey DOT telling us that they're going to be closing it down to one lane. Didn't give any specific reason. The next morning, it was still closed. I reached out to DOT to find out what the possible issue was, and they said that they had some structural issues. The bridge had shifted. They were going to do some further inspections on Tuesday, and after those inspections determined that they didn't feel it was structurally safe to keep traffic flowing over, so they completely closed the bridge at Route 15 South at the Rockaway River.
So when we were finding out, was that the same time that you and your administration were finding out? Were they giving you a heads up how to deal with it?
They pretty much were giving us a heads up, you know, like later in the morning of Tuesday that they were having issues. There was no explanation as to the, you know, original lane closure on Monday evening. Then, of course, come to find out that they were having some structural issues. And then it wasn't, you know, then we were kind of in the loop after Tuesday morning. They pretty much let us know around 2 o'clock that they were going to be closing it. And then we had some further meetings, virtual meetings with DOT around 3:45 on Tuesday.
Is there any information you can give me at this time about any possible solutions for the people who live down there and maybe the small businesses down there?
Unfortunately, that's exactly what we're working through right now. You know, as the, you know, I'm just the mayor of Jefferson Township. You know, I'm not the governor and I don't control the New Jersey DOT. They are certainly working with us. They understand the impact. I've explained my concerns. You know, I personally would like to see some type of temporary structure put there immediately because, you know, this is just not having a major artery coming out of, you know, more or less Pennsylvania through Sussex County, through my town to get to Route 80, to have that closed for any sustained period of time is just not going to be acceptable. I mean, there has to be some kind of quick temporary solution because the, you know, the area just cannot handle all the detours and diversions, and, you know, other arteries are now affected. It's put traffic, you know, all this traffic onto my, you know, side streets and thoroughfares, and, you know, the impact on businesses is going to be devastating if it stays, if it lasts for any length of time.
Are there any possibilities of turning it into a, like a two-way street in the meantime, or is that completely up to the DOT?
That's completely up to the DOT. Yeah, we've offered every suggestion we can, you know, but obviously this is the business they're in. You know, they're going to come up with the best solutions that they feel they can put in, but it, you know, this is a state of New Jersey, you know, highway. It's not a local road for Jefferson Township.
Some people are calling on the town to get temporary traffic lights from the state to put around the town to deal with people speeding. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we are, you know, we are exploring that. The areas in which there are controlled intersections with stop signs is a county road. We've been in contact with Morris County Roads and Engineering, and the state is also aware of that we'd like to get some, you know, traffic lights in to control intersections, especially if this is going to be a long-term, you know, any type of a long-term. When I say long-term, I'm talking a week or two to me is a long-term. A month to 6 months would be unacceptable. And I don't have any timeline. I've not been provided any timeline as of yet. But, you know, right now we just have these intersections controlled with state police at the moment, but we are looking at other solutions as well.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.